June 2, 2026. Today's reading from Discovery, God of All Time. Opening prayer. Speak to me through your word, Lord. Give me ears to hear you and a heart eager to apply what you say. Read Isaiah chapter 43, verses 14 through 28. God's mercy and Israel's unfaithfulness. This is what the Lord says, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. For your sake, I will send to Babylon and bring down as fugitives all the Babylonians, in the ships in which they took pride. I am the Lord, your Holy One, Israel's Creator, your King. This is what the Lord says, He who made a way through the sea, a path through the mighty waters, who drew out the chariots and horses, the army and reinforcements together, and they lay there, never to rise again, extinguished, snuffed out like a wick. Forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. The wild animals honor me, the jackals and the owls, because I provide water in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland to give drink to my people, my chosen, the people I formed for myself, that they may proclaim my praise. Yet you have not called on me, Jacob. You have not wearied yourselves for me, Israel. You have not brought me sheep for burnt offerings, nor honored me with your sacrifices. I have not burdened you with grain offerings, nor wearied you with demands for incense. You have not brought any fragrant calamus for me, or lavished on me the fat of your sacrifices. But you have burdened me with your sins, and wearied me with your offenses. I, even I, am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and remembers your sins no more. Review the past for me. Let us argue the matter together. State the case for your innocence. Your first father sinned. Those I sent to teach you rebelled against me. So I disgraced the dignitaries of your temple. I consigned Jacob to destruction and Israel to scorn. Reflect. I, even I, am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake and remembers your sins no more. Begin today by confessing your sins before a holy God. Today's passage juxtaposes the past, the present, when Isaiah was alive, and the future. The past. Since the beginning of time, God's people have been sinful and have rejected God. There is no innocence that they can claim, for God has not burdened them with his demands. Have you ever read the whole Bible or done a Bible overview? If so, this will surely have been something you have noted. The present. There is a reality for Isaiah's day, as God uses Cyrus to bring defeat over the Babylonians. Even early empires fade. Only God is the true king. Think about our world today. Who is up in terms of power and who is down? Thank God that only he is the true king. The future. God is calling his people to look forward, not back. He is doing something new, bringing obedience from wild animals, water into wastelands, and praise from his people. Because of his promised Messiah, he will remember their sins no more. This message must have brought hope amid pain for Isaiah's listeners. Apply. The Lord made a way through the sea, a path through the mighty waters. It can be hard to look forward when we're in the midst of struggles. Have there been times when you found that to be true? Closing prayer. Father, you have proven yourself faithful in the past. Give me the faith to trust you for what you are doing in my life today, as well as what you will do in the future.